Yeah, it's him. That's Bob. I'll show you after the show.
You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Well, welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Once again, we are on location this week, live from Auberge-sur-la-Falaise, up in the beautiful Lanaudière region of Quebec. Steve?
Yes, and welcome to Travel World. It's part of our summer tradition to make a foray to Lanaudière, and what a beautiful hotel. Auberge-sur-la-Falaise in Saint-Alphonse is about an hour and a half northeast of Montreal, and we're sitting here in the expansive lobby and dining room overlooking Long Lake, and the sun is out, and what a relaxing location.
This place is definitely made for relaxation. It's one of the most underrated parts of Quebec, if you ask me, undervisited too, and that may have its appeal to us who like our peace and quiet, yet we definitely want to bring extra people up here. One thing is about this area, they call it the Little Quebec, Le Petit Québec, they call it. Why? Because you can find virtually anything that you'd find in any other region of Quebec all in this particular area. One of the best parts of the Lanaudière region, of course, and that's northeast of Montreal. Directly north is if you want the same stress of the city, you can go there. If you want to go just a little bit east, and then north, then you're in the Lanaudière region. Think the town of Joliet and north of that. You have three main roadways that go up through the area, the 125, the 343, and then the 131, which, of course, for many years was my favorite road for getting around the region. You can take that directly from Joliet. It has the appeal of one of those all-American small roadways. You know, as Michael Wallace would say, life begins at the off-ramp.
You're passing through the small towns, the churches, the small little boutiques and handicraft stores, the roadside stands selling farm-fresh produce, and the restaurants welcoming you, and you get to stop and talk to local people. That's part of the appeal of the region. The
people are authentic here. You have people who are genuine. They're real. They're friendly. They're sincere. And that's one of the most important things here. And it's an area that it stresses a lot of outdoor activity, but if you're the athletes like we are, we
want to have a nap
right,
10 times a day, yes?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's why they put our rooms right next to the exercise room.
Yes. March is nutrition month. Next March. But for us, we enjoy having a good nap. You got to know that old age is creeping up on us. When a few weeks ago, we were in Lake George, and I'm passing by one of the most exciting theme parks, the Six Flags Great Escape. And the one thing I want to do is just meet my pillow, go for a nice nap. So anyway, that's old age. But anyway, we are here.
A good night's sleep here at Auberge-sur-la-Falaise.
Now, almost directly at the center of the Lanaudière region is a little town called Saint-Alphonse-de-Rodriguez. One thing you're going to notice is everything is Saint something to something in this particular area, and it's got an appeal. I mean, St. Félix de Valois, St. Jean de Matha, St. Émilie de l'Énergie, St. Zenon, the only one that doesn't have a de something after it. But here in St. Alphonse de Rodriguez, which is, it's really an hour and a half from Montreal. And that's really not much in the way of traffic. It's always easy going. It's
scenic drive.
Yeah, scenic
drive. Rolling panoramas, and you turn a corner, and there's another rushing river and another little lake, and there's something to see.
Known for its waterfalls and nice waterways. You have quiet waterways, and you also have white water. And I wouldn't say it's really fabulous white water that you raft on. It's the kind of thing that you sit to relax, nature trails and things. They have Ossette Chute de Saint-Zenon, which is up Saint-Zenon. It's a nice little mountain parkway. You walk up these stairs and contemplate pushing your friend over them. But
well, there were some people at the falls near St. Beatrix yesterday, and that's handicapped accessible. People can go in a wheelchair. It's open to everyone. Well-marked, wide paths. And there were some people actually jumping off some high stone cliffs, around six of them. I don't think they were actually allowed to do it, and I was waiting for the ambulance to arrive and read about it tomorrow in the newspaper, but no, it didn't. They were experts at it. So.
We're conspiracy theorists.
Yes.
But among the things that we enjoy the most, traveling generally with the radio show, but also this region of Lanaudière, is the friends you're going to meet along the way. We met some really special friends in this particular region from Tourism Lanaudière as well, and we're going to introduce you to them, because we have Frédéric Barot from, she's from France originally, And what makes that really special and really interesting is that she chose to live here and she chose to stay. And that tells you what a nice place that this is to be at. And that's, you got to really appreciate that, because she's from Paris. And for many people, well, just outside of Paris, but for many people, they consider Paris the place they want to live. And if she's chosen to live here, this is really a special region.
Yes, so, that says something for it. Yes.
Yeah, and that's something to be, you know, to be applauded. We have France Anou, who we'll be speaking with a little bit later on, and Suzanne Lavoie, one of the more special people that we've met around here. She works here at the place we're staying, the Auberge de la Falaise. Auberge de la Falaise is part of the Hôtellerie Champêtre, the group. There's different hotels in the region that are part of this this tourism group, and this particular one is more of a resort. Because
it's a small mini resort, about 20, 24, 25 rooms, top of the hilltop with a great view of Long Lake, and indoor pool, sauna, whirlpool, exercise room. Even if, you know, there's bad weather outside, people all say, oh, we can't go on a vacation because of bad weather. Hey, everything you want to do to relax is right here. Beautiful, spacious rooms, spotlessly clean, bright rooms, many with a balcony where you can sit out there, wake up in the morning, read a magazine overlooking the lake, and breathe in that fresh, crisp, clean country air.
And the balcony that faces Long Lake, which is a nice little hill that goes down there. You have a view directly of the lake. The open air, the fresh, oxygen-rich country atmosphere that you have here. You know, you can sleep, as I did, with the door wide open, just the bug screen. You know, that's Stephen's idea of going back to nature, take the bug screen out of the window for half an hour there. But
Indoor camping.
But no, seriously, you have a really nice, sound sleep up here. You know, we're taking almost all the airtime away, but Suzanne, one of the things that makes her special is you meet people. People can have personality here. It's a small enough property that you get to meet the people.
The owners are right on site.
Yeah, absolutely. Suzanne, now welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
Doing just fine. Now, Suzanne, you have an interesting hobby. You're just like me. She likes to sing. So, and the only reason I bring that up is because it shows that you can really get to know the people here. You know, we had a chance to have a nice little lively chat. Now, Suzanne is on the air with us mainly because she really loves working here, and there's a lot of things about this property that you like. Tell us a bit more about what makes you happy, the proudest to work here.
Well, actually, I've been working here since February, and it's probably the best place I've worked in my life, and I'm like going on 40. It's peaceful. The owners, they're always here, and they're generous, they're kind, and they make you feel like you're a part of the family, which I really, really feel like I'm a part of this family, because there's not many employees, and so it's a wonderful place to work. It's beautiful, and I'm a happy camper.
And that's very obvious to see. One thing for sure, you notice how the people all seem to have a smile here. The particular property was purchased back around 10 years ago by a family, and now Martin runs it. He's the son of the owner. But mother and father, they stay in the back room, but they actually do a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Oh, running your own small property, hey, it's hands-on. You have to be here. It's like a 7-day-a-week endeavor.
But one thing I must say, when I see Martin's father, Gilles, and we had a nice chat with him yesterday, he's a really fun guy to talk to because he has a great sense of humor. In the front lobby, as you walk in, there's a nice little sitting area, and it's just like your own living room.
There you go, a fireplace, a television, and it is like it's somebody's own house. You're invited into their home, and it's like the hotel wings off of that, but you're coming into somebody's extended house.
Well, if you want to make him smile right away, ask him about his grandson. Very proud grandpa, and of course, very soon now, Martin is expecting number two.
Within around 2 weeks,
yeah. Yeah, so they're all waiting anxiously for the next one down the line. So, but it's nice because you feel like you're part of the family. You feel like you're here and you're... Join us. You're at home.
You step into the dining room here, and your breakfast and dinner included with the meal plans that they have at the at the property, and it's like eating in somebody's private dining room. And great views of the lake, the sunset, and prompt professional service and excellent choice of foods.
Well, definitely. And Stephen is saying that, of course, because Suzanne serves you your food. So
yeah, you'd see something wrong. Oh yeah, his plate's coming up there. Yeah,
make a special wonton soup.
Oh yes, boy, that was not a chocolate sundae. That was with me with special X-Lax bar. Yes,
we got to take a break right now on the Travel World Radio Show.
Okay, should I pass?
with Willem and
Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise and it builds confidence, and it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show here across America via satellite and back here on location. Auberge de la Falaise in the very beautiful region of Lanaudière, the northeast of Montreal. And we have still special guest with us. We managed to get her to stay. Suzanne
LeBlanc. She didn't run down the hallway, but the number, if you want more information on the inn, 1-888-FALAISE, that's F-A-L-A-I-S-E, on the internet at www.auberge-falaise.com, auberge-falaise.com.
Now, Suzanne, tell us a bit about the different kinds of things that you have to do here at Auberge La Falaise. You have the dining room, obviously, which is... We need to feed Frédéric. She's a lady who really appreciates fine dining and good food. And I respect that.
Oh, yes.
I understand this.
Eating is part of our daily itinerary, yes.
Definitely, yes.
Eat free time, yes.
Yes, I highly recommend it daily. But no, there's very few places that are better to eat than right here at Auberge La Falaise. And they sure make really good nachos. Yeah, see, Frédéric, see, she's giving the thumbs up. Yes, she agrees. So tell us a little bit about the different facilities that you have here for people. You have tennis courts, I've seen. You've
yes,
got...
we have tennis courts. We have the canoes and the pedalo, it's called pedal boat, I think.
Yeah.
And so we have indoor pool, we have the jacuzzi, the sauna, the tennis court. We have ping pong pool, table... Mm-hmm. Excellent dining and a small little bar area and a beautiful terrace full of flowers and on the lake above the cliff, and it's a beautiful place. You can do climbing and hiking and all kinds of stuff.
You do have the sort of a recreation, a reception area downtown that I saw, and there's a pool table there.
Yes,
and
we have parties down there.
Oh yeah, and you see, when a Montrealer or anybody from this region parties, we know how to party.
And you can also arrange to have a massage right on site.
Yes, and we partook yesterday, of course, as Frédéric has found out, that we very much love spas.
Yes, spas and massage are synonymous with our names.
That's, yeah, absolutely.
And my name is not Bob Crane.
No, definitely not Bob Crane, nor is it Oliver Klozoff.
No. Somebody else.
Yes, that's Oliver, your friend. But no, seriously, here you also have the area, the hot tub is nice because... Well, of course, we like sitting in one of these jacuzzi spas. The indoor pool is important because year-round you can enjoy this. Because not only do you have the incredible scenery during the summertime, you have the wintertime. And this area is one of the number one regions in the world for snowmobile. And that's something that we're going to be learning a little bit more about. But here, they take extra special care of their guests in a way that very few other properties can. You know, sometimes it's, you know, the unfortunate happens. You have, like, auto theft, snowmobile theft. But here at the Auberge La Falaise, they have not had that because they take special care. They park them out on the balcony, snowmobiles, so they're kept safe and secure. Safety and security is definitely a good concern here, but it's not so intrusive. Like, you don't really notice it.
No, it's not like an armed guard standing out there. And some hotels, you go there and you see all the security. No, this is just somebody who thought what is best for our guests and put it into practice.
The other thing that we were mentioning, we were speaking with Gilles yesterday, and he was telling us that they don't lock the pool. That means that at 3 in the morning, if you want to go swimming, you can go right ahead and enjoy the pool. And that's nice, because sometimes you'll arrive late at night, and it's 10:30, and well, we're not going to go swimming for just half an hour. But you can go, and you can relax in the pool. The number one theme of the place is relaxation.
Exactly.
So, and leaves you with a lot of things to do. Now, rain or shine, there's tons of things to do. I mean, we could easily stay here on property and not leave. Of course, that's what they're afraid of, that we won't leave. So. But no, they're ready to send us home when we're done.
Oh yeah, give you the bums rush.
the old heave ho.
The
right?
Heave ho, yeah. The heave ho, yeah.
Something that you're used to, right?
Oh, many times.
So as you serve here, you serve dinner and you serve the meals to people. Also, they have in-room service that they have as well. So sometimes you've brought drinks and meals to people as well. That's the other nice thing that I've noticed at this particular property, Auberge La Falaise, is that they have very few requests are impossible. You know, if you need something or if there's something they can do to help make your stay more pleasant, they'll try to arrange it. They'll do something. That's the nice thing about a property like this, is they're not so big that, no, we got according to this particular book, according to page 42 of the manual, we can't do this.
We heard from head office and the pension fund investment trust told us we can't do it because we'll lose 3 cents on the dollar. No.
Yeah.
Yesterday we were talking to Marta and Jill, and they were saying about how, you know, the fellows from New York State, and they have problems with their snowmobile, and how they help them get them repaired, and it's going out of their way to do things. And housekeeping, spotless rooms. I just went down for breakfast around 40 minutes. By the time I got back to my room, hey, it was all made up. Some hotels, you wait around all day and you have to call. And you know, they just, unobtrusive service. They knew exactly when I was going to be out of the room. And hey, it was all made up, ready for me when I got back. So, no, it's attention to detail and attention to personalized service, which makes Auberge Sur La Falaise and its beautiful location and all of the facilities and amenities you get when you stay here. www.auberge-falaise.com, 1-888-FALAISE, that's F-A-L-A-I-S-E.
So we have online now, she's got the headphones on, she's transferred them over to Suzanne. Suzanne, of course, is breathing in an incredible sigh of relief because she was afraid that we'd be asking her intrusive personal questions, as we promised her we would. All the indiscreet questions that we could think of, but of course we couldn't think of any. So,
Not us.
Not us, no. We just sit and chortle behind the scenes, you know, just like a construction worker might. But... No, it's nice to see how people can smile like this. It shows what the place is like, not only for the people who work here, but also for the guests, that it's a very pleasant place to stay, pleasant place to work. And Suzanne, you've symbolized that quite well. We really appreciate having met you here, for sure. Now we're going to turn to France, of course, from Tourism Lanaudière. And we, of course, would invite Frédéric to add a few words from time to time. Frédéric is, of course, she's a little bit shy. But if we encourage her and give her the right enthusiasm,
dangle some food in front of her.
Oh, that'll do it. Speak. Oh no.
I knocked you off. I knocked you off stride. I've done my duty today.
Yeah. Of course, we want to welcome her. There's very few people that you meet in a tourism bureau that display the kind of enthusiasm that Frédéric has. That's why I say she's going to do very, very well in this line of work, because she loves to meet the people. She likes to encourage the enthusiasm and the association that the people have here. So, France, without further waiting and silly jokes.
Yes, without further ado, we progress.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
So now tell us a few of the things that you'd like to bring up about the Lanaudière region. I know that Frédéric has done an awful lot of work putting together a great information packet and a nice program for us to follow, for which we thank you. So, Frédéric, tell us some of the things that you like particularly. You tell us that you're lucky enough to live around here.
Yeah, that's correct. And Lanaudière is a beautiful place, and I think as well that the thing we do here is a snowmobile.
That's the
number one place in North America.
It's a year-round resort. No matter what time of the year you come to Lanaudière, you're going to find something to do.
That's correct. And we have five stars trails condition. And that's what the American likes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a beautiful country. We have beautiful mountains, waterfall, and it's really, and it's relaxing, nice places. Nice restaurant, good food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Frédéric will vouch for the good food in the area.
She loves food. That's correct.
Yes. Dangle some food in front of her.
She's always eating it.
Well, that's good. That's good. I encourage that, you see. I didn't want to eat the raspberries on my pancake plate. And Frédéric,
and she was drooling and said, please, can I have them? Please, can I have them?
So I said, please. I was very happy to share.
Yes.
Yes. My share of the world supply. But that's... I'm very happy to do that. But it's nice to see the enthusiasm. Yesterday, we ate at the Blue Horse Bed and Breakfast, Le Cheval Bleu, they call it, right here on Highway 343, right near the hotel itself. And it's a nice little bed and breakfast. A couple from Belgium came over and cooked up some real tasty lunch for us. Of course, Frédéric loved it. I like the comment she puts in there. She goes, yum, good meat.
Yes, it was right there. Right there in our itinerary.
There's a very good reason why the meat was this good.
Yes.
In the, next segment, we're going to get into it because we have a very special guest who came along to the studio today, José from the Terre des Bisons. There is a bison ranch here in Rawdon. Yes, oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam. All they need is deer and antelope, and we can actually sing a song about this place. And it's amazing. You see these... They run
fast, and they may be at the furthest end of the field, but whistle for them and they know that command performance signal.
They all come down.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DeCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DeCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DeCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DeCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DeCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DeCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Once again, here in the beautiful Lanaudière region of Quebec, northeast of Montreal, having a fantastic time over here at our great hotel and resort, Auberge sur la Falaise, where they treat you like company, like you're invited guests, not just customers. That was from Suzanne. You see, she came out with a few occasional gems, but that's something we actually appreciate. She, of course, she doesn't want to come on the microphone right now. She says, no, but this is the same person who ripped the microphone out of your hands. Give that to me. I want to sing. They have some great festivals here in the Lanaudière region. We were actually quite fortunate and happy enough in a town called Saint-Côme, just north of Saint-Alphonse-de-Rodriguez, where we are right now. And they had a festival of music. It was they call it Mariviera music, My River in Music. And they had, of course, one of the people I've been looking forward to seeing for a long time, Nanette Workman.
Yeah.
Nanette Workman, I've been a fan of hers since the 70s. And boy, oh boy, does she ever look good today. Okay, I'm red-blooded. I mean, I love, you know, looking at somebody who's got that kind of enthusiasm and that happy. And, of course, a lot of songs that I've been listening to for years. And good rock and roll blues music. The guitarist was fantastic. So all I needed was Bob there, and you could have yourself a great backbeat. The drummer there was good enough, obviously. But Bob, of course, is our champion drummer.
Well, this is an area with many...
listen to him laughing.
He's laughing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He got him to pipe up. But
good thing this is not video.
What else is going on in the room, Bob?
That's just the color of my face. That's about it.
Okay.
Bob is embarrassed. Yeah.
But this is an area of festivals and events throughout the year.
Yeah, that's correct. And actually, as you know, we have the Festival of Lanaudière, and it's quite well known everywhere, you know, in America. And small towns have a festival as well, Acadian Festival, and every town almost have their own little festival. It's quite good.
And in the,
very nice.
Coming up like autumn time, fall months,
yeah,
the colors.
The colors, beautiful.
This is an area that's unspoiled with the rolling panoramas and the rushing water. You're going to see the colors very vividly.
Orange, it's really beautiful.
Now, just a few words as we had earlier about the Buffalo Ranch. Terre des Bisons, which terredesbisons.com is that the website. It is a buffalo ranch right here in Rawdon. It is fun to go to, and I've never seen that many bison. You had how many livestock did you have, Jose?
70.
They have 70, and they what, bought another, what, 144?
Yes, we bought 140 animals a month ago, but it's not all arrived yet.
Okay. Now, these animals, are they all female?
No. Young calf, heifer, and bull.
Okay. And then you're actually changing your bull. You have one. You have a name from Tonga.
Yes, that's his name. He's leaving to go in Mont-Tremblant.
Okay. So he's going to actually in Mont-Tremblant, another great region of Quebec. But you have a new one that's ready to take over the herd.
Yes. Yes.
So that's waiting in the wings. But it's really nice because it's almost like pets, but you know that they breed them for meat and for other uses. So, and they have a boutique at the side of the road where you can buy bison meat, which is actually delicious. And you came up with a really magical kind of a recipe of your own that you had. It was the spread.
The spread, the bison spread called tartin. Mm.
Tartin, yeah. You spread this on your toast, you know? I mean, just like some people have the liverwurst paste, but this is bison meat, and it's delicious.
Oh, it really was tasty, and you got freezers full of various cuts of meat and famous bison burgers, so you can... We should actually buy some for Malcolm Andrews and pick up some cantaloupe, and he'll be right at home.
Well, we're pretty sure that VRL has, is beef packaged by the Bison Company, you know? But that's... No, we're conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
But
tasty.
It was well worth it. Of course, you've got to meet Charlotte the Golden Retriever. And also at this particular ranch, you've got horses, too. So I definitely know that my girlfriend Penelope is going to be coming up to see you soon because she absolutely loves horses. So I hear that you go horseback riding. Now, what is that for a kind of a amazing lifestyle? Oh, I'm going to go horseback riding this afternoon. Clip, clop, clip, clop, clip, clop. I mean, anytime you want. You also brought your son, Gabriel, and it's nice to see you here today. So... It was nice to have you on the show with us. We invited you. We really enjoyed our visit to your ranch.
Oh, very interesting and very informative. And then right afterwards, we sampled some of the great buffalo meat there at Le Cheval Bleu, the buffalo flank grilled in a very tasty onion sauce and the special Belgian fries, very light tasting, served with mayonnaise.
Yummy.
And then they had to ask you, Willem, whether you would like some chocolate.
Yeah, do I like chocolate? I mean, let me see. Do I like chocolate? Do I like ice cream? Do I like pretty women? I mean, what other, you know, what
roll the dice and maybe yes and maybe no.
Yeah. But, I don't know. One day to the next. chocolate. Let me think.
Now, they'd have to twist your arm to eat that. And, oh, that Belgian chocolate
and,
melt in your mouth.
And Frederick liked it too.
Oh, yes.
She was ready. She dove right into that thing and it was silent. Hey, not a word. She was just working her way through that meal and enjoyed every little bit of it.
It was a touch of Europe right here in Lanaudier.
And she knows it because, of course, these people, they're from Belgium, just outside of Brussels, and that's, of course, north of France, which is actually where Frederick is from, and my own family is from the Netherlands, so it's a whole region, just Western Europe, having that little flair, that little flavor. And it's nice to see them settling here in Quebec, having a good time. Now, back to the region with France, who's with us from Tourism Lanaudière. And this is a nice thing because you get to meet people, you make friends along the way. The people are authentic, they're genuine, they're sincere.
That's right.
And I love it here for that very reason. You have one thing for sure, you have a few websites to give out, snowmobiling and winter activities.
Oh, yes, it's
very important here.
Quebec and snowmobiling, and talking to Martin Lucas on that local television program, Quebec en Motoneige, and he just raves about the Lanaudière region and for good reason.
You have the Super Tracks magazine, and in, 2003, you just said that we're number one in North America. And so that's great. And we want to have for our friend, American friend, this new website, snowmobilecountry.com, I think.
Snowmobilecountry.com?
Is it .com? I'm not sure. The Snowmobile Country, it's a new website just for the American.
Snowmobilecountry.com. You have these maps that show you all the areas of Lanaudière.
We have the new map coming up in the fall time, and it's going to be great, bilingual, actually. So.
Well-marked trails and services along the way. You go to some parts and they may say, oh, you know, snowmobiling is welcome here, we do have it, but then you get problems with all the landowners. There's a consensus here in Lanaudière how important snowmobiling is.
Oh, yes.
And getting the community involved in welcoming snowmobilers.
Yes. Yeah, we've been having tourists for over 30 years doing snowmobile here, so.
And it's nice seeing people coming from all regions of the world. Mm. They got a lot of influx from European tourists, and they're welcoming a lot of American tourists in the wintertime, which we invite more American tourists to come up here in the summertime, because, boy, oh, boy, you don't know what you're missing. It's the countryside is just so nice.
The clear waters of the lakes, the fishing. Many of the lakes don't allow power boats, so you get a quiet feel when you go up with a canoe, pedal boat, swimming on them.
Oh,
all the activities. I mean, you know, for 2 years running, last 2 years, we went up to Auberge du Lac Taureau, which is up near Saint-Michel-des-Saints, which, of course, I like any place that sounds like the word breast in French, but when we can... Yeah, that's just me. But we come down to... the other region, Saint-Emilie-de-l'Energie, I like driving through that area of the sawmills. Nothing quite like the smell of fresh-cut pine. So that's kind of neat. And, of course, west of there, and you come down through Saint-Côme, you come down through Saint-Alphonse-de-Rodriguez. This particular place, Auberge de la Falaise, I was really, really impressed with what a nice place. And we go out onto the balcony, and you've got this nice big balcony overlooking the lake. And you see across the way, you see people's chalets, and it's the kind of place that you want to come to when you're in the mood to relax.
There's so many chairs out there just to grab a chair and have a nap, read, take in the scenery, and just by looking, I think in the first 10 minutes you arrive here, and you're already starting to decompress and say, hey, I'd like to stay a little while longer.
And to show you just how much there is to do with the different varieties of things that we have, Frederick was working overtime as we were walking through. She's saying, okay, you guys, you like the spas? Let me see, there's a spa here, there's a spa here, there's a spa here. So I'll take you to all the spas to relax. And she said, well, wait a minute. Do you like good food? Do you like this kind of food? Well, there's a place here, place here. Anything you could possibly want is here. A lot of the outdoor activities, whether it's skiing, because you've got some great ski areas here, and you've also got some great snowshoeing, cross-country skiing.
Cross-country's big, yes.
any kind of activity that you may want to participate, hunting and fishing, all up here.
Oh, the big hunting camps, hunting and fishing camps, very, very popular, and they've been growing as a significant part of the business in Lanaudière for the past 10 years.
And a new golf course being built in St. Combe. I saw the plan for that right outside the tent for the Nanette Workman concert when we were there on Thursday night. It is looking really nice. And FedEx says, well, how do you know that? I said, because I read the signs.
And it pays to advertise.
It pays to advertise, for sure. That's another thing. It's been, you know, a lot of these places are small businesses, and I have a very special place in my heart for small businesses. I love to see people succeed when they have a dream in their heart.
This is not an area of a lot of fast food chains and all the mega resorts and the big franchise names. This is an area of small businesses and local entrepreneurs.
We're going to take another break here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening, everybody.
We'll continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio by satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal. Your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. And breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal. Giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Community Bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get ready. Get Said Reed has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. We're here on location in beautiful Lanaudière region of Quebec, here at the Auberge sur la Falaise, the hotel that we are staying at, the hotel resort, in fact. And there's so much in the area, we could go on for hours and hours and hours and hours. We have François Anou from Tourisme Lanaudière with us here, and we're just going on to say, you know, there's all these pages and pages of notes that we haven't covered yet. François,
Great things throughout the season.
Yeah, that's correct.
Let's cover a few of these notes. We went yesterday to a bonsai tree farm. It's one of the most important regions for bonsai, if that's something that you're interested in.
In the entire country.
I saw it. There's a nursery, and they make like miniature trees, miniature forests, and I thought that was kind of neat, because they're having a festival today, and there's two golden retrievers. Of course, golden retrievers makes it good with me, of course. We thought it was kind of funny. If they ever have a place in a hotel where they offer you desserts, but they only spell it with one S and they offer you a desert, they have a little bonsai, you know, with a big plate of sand and all these miniature palm trees.
And choose Gobi, Sahara,
Mojave. Yes. So, yeah, a desert. Just dumb jokes. Dangle some food in front of them. Okay, back to the program.
The multitude of things to do over the seasons.
Let's get into some of the notes, because you had a few of the very, very important things that you really wanted
to get
at.
Yeah, very important, actually. We have three new products. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's the Country Roads Guide. Mm-hmm. And it's all the products, all the farm and terroir products. There is three circuits, and you can drive and you can visit farms and, you know, stuff like this. Very nice. And the new King's Road map, actually, it's the oldest, it's the King's Road, the 138 road from Repentigny to Saint-Augustin-de-Desmaures. Mm-hmm. And it's about maybe 200 kilometers. And actually, there is the whole oldest roads in 1700. There is 3.5 kilometers, but we cannot visit it. But
not all of it, but
there, yeah.
It parallels the St. Lawrence River, and that was
That's correct.
Goes back to the days of New France and the seigneurial system and the development of North America.
Yeah,
we were actually quite impressed to see that on our list of things to talking points, because you can tell that Frederick has definitely done her homework on the area. We really applaud the work and the effort that you put into it, Frederick. So, good on you, because these are all these points that, you know, they say this region, you know, you might go to this and it's just trees and it's lakes, but what more do you want? There's so much more here.
There's the history, and there's that agricultural tourism, where people driving around on the country back roads and getting to know the people and stopping for that farm fresh produce.
Mm-hmm. Ecotourism, they call it. And it's corn season now.
Oh.
Oh, yes. They have what they call the peaches and cream corn. Yummy. Anyway. Tangle some food in front of them.
You get a whole package, a summer package information by contacting.
Yeah, we have the new summer package guide, and it's a forfait that you can just, you know.
Yeah, when they say forfait, they mean packages.
Summer package.
Yeah, summer packages. Over 25 different properties throughout the entire Lanaudière region.
Auberge and pourvoirie and fishing and. Relaxing.
Number one, and relaxing. Whatever your interest may be, you can go through that summer travel guide, find a package that meets your budget and your requirements, depending what area of the region you want to stay in or what your particular favorite activities are.
So tell us some of the more points that you have there, Franz. We haven't gone through the whole list by any means. You also have websites to give out.
Yeah, that's correct. Actually, we have our website. It's www.tourisme-lanaudière.qc.ca, and you can reach us at 1-800-363-3000. 2788 for more information.
800-363-2788?
Yeah, that's correct.
And that works from the United States?
That's correct.
No problem. Tourism Lanaudière, tourism with an E, dash Lanaudière, L-A-N-A-U-D-I-E-R-E, dot QC dot C-A. Well worth a visit, well worth a look at. These days, a lot of people are very interested in learning more about a possible destination by looking at the internet. It's become almost the universal dictionary, the universal encyclopedia, and it's a nice way that the internet has grown. People who have their internet sites see their businesses growing quite a bit just by virtue of all the pictures and the things they have to offer. And don't forget, of course, visit terredebisson.com because you're going to want to check out their boutique. Yes, we were very impressed. We were very impressed. So, more websites, more information.
Yeah, in the autumn leaves. Of course, this is the time coming up in the next couple of months for fishing and hunting and the leaves. This is really one of the top regions in the entire country. Actually,
we have the most important concentration of pourvoirie in the Quebec. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have this autumnal fishing in Lanaudière. And
kind of like hunting and fishing lodges.
Yeah, that's correct. Excellent, actually.
Yeah. Also, by the way, Auberge, A-U-B-E-R-G-E, is a kind of like a small hotel or a resort area in Quebec. So it's nice to check out all the auberges of the area. This particular one, Auberge sur la Falaise, Suzanne, we'd like you to give out telephone numbers and websites if you have them. She's sitting way over there to make sure. No, just come on down. Perfectly okay. Do you have the phone number of the... welcome back, Susan. There, right out of the brochure. So, okay, don't just point at it. Say it.
This is radio, pointing at a brochure. The camera cannot zero in.
Hold it up to the microphone so everybody can see. Yeah, see? There.
Okay.
What's this? Concealcameras.com. No, that's not. That's a different site.
No, that's what we put in the ladies' washroom. No, anyway. That's just me. Anyway.
Okay, I got the phone number. It's 450-883-2269.
Mm-hmm. And the website for Auberge de la Femme. See, look at that. That's results.
The phone is ringing. It's www.auberge.falaise.com.
Mm-hmm. Hey, .com. St. Alphonse Rodriguez. You want to check this place out, just how nice it is, and hopefully we'll be able to come back year after year, our annual trip. We really enjoyed our welcome last year at the Auberge du Lac Taureau with Sylvie Barry, who did a fantastic job welcoming us. And we got more websites to give out.
And the 800 number here for the Auberge is 1-888-FALAISE. That's F-A-L-A-I-S-E. And again, the website, www.auberge-falaise.com.
There are two major waterfalls in the area to check out, and it's a very relaxing nature park. You have the what they call Chute, C-H-U-T, which is a waterfall, right here near St. Beatrix. And you would check that out. It's a
10-15 minute ride from
the hotel, I believe. And it's just a 10-minute ride from here. You want to ride for maybe 30 minutes, you have the Bull Falls. Chute. Yeah. Well, I won't say it on the air, because
you
people
already have
like
said
me,
it on the air.
Yeah, people like me are going to say it wrong. The Chute de Bull. Yes.
We have waterfalls in Rodden, too.
Oh, we're at Rodden Waterfalls.
Yes.
Okay.
Chute Darwin.
Okay. Darwin?
Darwin
Falls. Chute Darwin.
There's a lot of movies that were made there.
Oh, really? Like,
yes. Like Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, really?
Yes. I don't remember all the other movies.
Now you're going to creep me out because I'm going to be imagining the Headless Horseman riding past my hotel room.
He was riding in Lanaudière.
Looking for me.
No, yes, he's looking for you, yes.
Yeah.
Well, Martin was saying yesterday about how the number of celebrities and the people coming up here to shoot movies have stayed right here at the Auberge.
Yes, we had Richard Gere, we had Bruce Willis. That stayed at the Auberge.
We got 1 minute to get more numbers out here. Anything else that we've overlooked?
The phone number, 1-800-363-2788, Tourism Lanaudière, mm-hmm. And this new website going to have snowmobilecountry.com.
Great.
For our American friend.
Absolutely. Welcoming everybody from all over the world.
What a warm and welcoming area.
In 1 hour, we're going to easily run out of time. If I wasn't really watching the watch, I could just
keep going and going, because there's something, as we say, in every season from spring, summer, fall, autumn. You'll never get bored here. And when there's windy weather or rain outside, hey, the resorts here, such as the Auberge de Falaises, with their indoor pools and their whirlpools and their spa facilities, will keep you entertained and amused all during the day.
Uh-huh, and make sure you go to the bison farm, where you actually see people who have a home where the buffalo roam.
Yes, and we can pick up some bison burgers and different things to put on the grill and keep the summer experience alive throughout the year.
Dangle some food in front of them, right?
Yeah,
okay.
That'll keep them coming.
That's enough of that. We got 30 seconds before we got to really hit the brick. So for all of us here at the Travel World Radio Show, we've had a fantastic week. Thank you for the warm welcome and hospitality here. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
France Tano.
Frédéric Barra.
Suzanne Lavoie.
And
José Toupin.
And thanks for joining us. Stay tuned, everybody, and happy traveling.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.